Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jennifer Senior's book, All Joy and No Fun. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel seen, or did it just make you want to go lie down?
Honestly, a little of both, but mostly seen. Senior is really getting at something that nobody talks about, how parenting can be this incredibly meaningful experience, and also this daily grind that's just not fun. And she doesn't sugarcoat it.
Right. The title says it all, doesn't it? All joy and no fun. I mean, that's a gut punch if you're a parent. Because you love your kids, but the day-to-day, it's not a picnic.
Exactly. And she traces this back to a huge historical shift. For most of human history, kids were economic assets. They worked on the farm, they contributed. And parenting was distributed across extended family and neighbors. Now, kids are emotional assets. They're this project you're supposed to optimize, and you're doing it alone.
Yeah, that part really struck me. The isolation. She talks about how modern parents are raising kids in conditions that are historically unprecedented. No village, just a bunch of nuclear families struggling in their own little silos.
And it's not just emotional isolation. It's practical, too. You have less help with childcare, less advice, less support. And then on top of that, there's this cultural pressure to be the perfect parent. You're supposed to be endlessly patient and nurturing, and also maintain your career and your appearance and your social life. It's impossible.
I loved how she broke down the difference between joy and fun. Joy is this deep, enduring sense of meaning and connection. Fun is light and immediate. And we've been sold this idea that parenting should be fun all the time, which sets us up for guilt when it's not.
That's such a useful distinction, because the daily grind of feeding, bathing, disciplining, that's not fun. But the long arc of watching a child grow, those moments of connection, that's joy. And Senior says we need to separate those things.
Yeah, and she backs it up with research. When parents are asked to look back, they say their kids are their greatest source of meaning. But when you track them in real time, they're more stressed and less happy when caring for kids than when doing almost anything else.
Right. That gap between remembered joy and experienced frustration is real. And Senior says it's not a sign that parents don't love their kids. It's just that meaningful activities aren't always pleasant in the moment.
One of the things that really got me was how she talks about marriage after kids. Marital satisfaction just plummets. Not because you stop loving each other, but because there's no room for the relationship anymore. It's all logistics.
And the division of labor is a huge part of that. Even when both parents work full-time, women still do a disproportionate share of childcare and housework. Senior is careful not to blame individual couples, though. She says the structure of modern life makes it nearly impossible.
She also looks at how motherhood and fatherhood are experienced differently. Mothers face this ideal of intensive mothering, be endlessly present and nurturing. Fathers are supposed to be more involved than their own dads were, but they're still expected to be the primary breadwinner. Everyone feels inadequate.
And then there's the teenage years. That's a whole different kind of challenge. You lose control. You can't just decide what they eat and who they play with anymore. You have to negotiate and you have to watch them make mistakes. That's really hard for parents who've spent years trying to create the perfect environment.
Yeah, the anxiety of that is real. But Senior says kids are resilient. They don't need perfect parents. They need parents who are good enough, who provide love and structure without sacrificing their own well-being.
That's a huge relief, honestly. And she challenges the idea that kids benefit from having parents constantly focused on them. When parents are stressed and unhappy, kids pick up on it. The quality of the relationship matters more than the quantity of enrichment activities.
And she doesn't let social media off the hook. Everyone else's kids seem perfect online, which makes you feel like you're failing. She says we need to be aware of how that shapes our expectations.
So, what's her solution? She doesn't have a simple fix, but she says understanding the problem is the first step. We need to advocate for policies like paid leave, and affordable childcare. We need to build communities that support parents, and we need to lower our expectations.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is permission to be imperfect, to say no to your kids without guilt, to take time for yourself, to stop pretending every moment is magical.
Yeah, and if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So it's okay to admit that parenting is hard and wonderful at the same time. That's the real takeaway.
Exactly. Parenting brings all joy and no fun, and we can learn to live with that contradiction. We'll see you in the next one.